You beat me to it. Yeah. I was going to lead off with good news. Yeah, we did get good news that there was nothing additional. You know, he's so there was good results coming back. He'll definitely play this week, and so it was good news.
Do you have any opinion on do you think he needs to practice, or would it be better for him to take a couple days off?
Yeah, we'll work through that like we always do. You know, he'll get an occasional day off here and there, you know, we'll decide when that makes sense or not. So, you know, we'll do that with a lot of our veteran guys. If we feel like they would benefit more from a day's rest, then we'll opt to do that. And we'll manage that as we get closer to Wednesday and Thursday and all those things. But he'll definitely play this week. He's ready to roll, and that was great news.
Under the circumstances, would you consider getting Manning out of the game in the last few minutes if the circumstances warrant it?
Depending on the situation, I think certainly that was not a thought based on the way yesterday's game unfolded.
Would it have to be, though, in the future with the ankle being bad and that sort of thing?
I'd love to have those kind of situations and be contemplating that with a big lead late. But we're just going to worry about getting that lead right now.
Jack, now that you've seen Brad Parker, seen that hit on film, the one very late.
Yeah.
What did you think of it? Was it
explaining? Oh, we turned it in. You know, we'll let the league determine. I think there's good feedback with the way Blandino's handling that from the league standpoint, and you know, we turned it in, thought it was questionable, and they'll provide their answer, and of course I won't share that with you, but you know, that's just part of it. I mean, you know, there's a number of plays throughout the game that you put in there and ask for clarification. That's one of them that we'll be looking for.
How tricky is that to teach your defensive players?
I'm sorry?
Is that a tricky spot when you're either teaching your defensive players
No, I don't think it's tricky. Regardless of, I mean, it's a rule. There are certain areas you can hit, and certain areas that are supposed to be protected. And we thought that was one that got into that area that should be protected. So we turned it in, and we'll see what the response is.
When you have Von Miller and Wesley Woodyard both in, and it's only happened a handful of times this season, can you describe how dynamic that makes your defense? What they bring to your defense?
Well, you know, they're two of our better players. You know, obviously having Vaughn back, I think he's played better each week that he's been back. You know, Wesley's really been good since he took over last year, you know, and started playing more. And so having your best players on the field is a good thing. Yeah, for sure.
Well said.
Yeah.
Does Osweiler get most of the practice this week then, or does Manning practice?
Yeah, Manning will practice. Yeah, we'll see as we get through the week how much each guy gets. You know, right now we're day after the game, kind of guys that are getting treatment, that need to get treatment, we'll do that today and tomorrow, and we'll assess where they are and make a determination on Wednesday. But, you know, right now we've just finished grading the game, meeting with the players, putting this game behind us, making sure that we understand the things that we need to do better going forward, you know, making corrections and handing out game balls and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, about 2:05, we'll turn our attention to the Chiefs.
Jack, when you had to run the clock out, or try to run the clock out on the four-minute offense, yeah. I know that's something that was very frustrating last year for the Broncos. You did throw the ball a couple times. Was that a change of philosophy that you've had, something that you felt was important to do in that type of situation?
Well, we addressed a couple different things that we wanted to be, you know, good at down the stretch here, and talked about emphasis things in the break during the bye. And, you know, going out and executing a four-minute offense was a good thing. Not giving them the ball back at all, great way to end the game. I thought the way we ended the first half, you know, able to keep enough time on the clock for our offense to get a shot to go down and score, and they did. And then you know, we deferred yesterday, and we did that with that intention or that hope that we would be able to get that drive to start the second half, and we were able to score in both cases, and that was a pivotal point in the game. We were able to create some separation there. So situational football is a must in this league, and I thought we handled those situations well.
Do you think that at any point the concern over that ankle has sort of sort of change the way Peyton's attacked things on game day, or that it might in the future as well?
No. I don't think so.
He has taken some blindside whacks. Is there anything, is there concern maybe you have to make some offensive line protection adjustments going forward, knowing that he's gotten beat up a little bit here lately?
No, I mean, he was hit 5 times yesterday and sacked twice, and we don't want to see our quarterback hit and sacked. So their quarterback was hit more and sacked more, but I'm sure they don't want that either. We're definitely on high alert, wanting to protect our quarterback. We didn't do it as well as we can, and we'll need to yesterday. And we've got an even greater challenge coming up this week with the team that's sacked quarterbacks more than anybody in the league. So I'm sure that'll get plenty of attention.
Your thoughts on
There were a lot more. I mean, Noshon's been getting more and more, you know, receptions, but there were a lot more of those kind of short passes to Noshon, and Peyton was kind of really leaning that direction. Is that kind of been a concerted effort, or is that just Noshon sort of stepping up?
No, I would just say that's the flow of the offense. You know, we've got a lot of weapons, and, you know, the backs are part of that. The tight end, certainly, I think, you know, Juice had a couple of nice plays yesterday, and obviously DT was spectacular. But we'll continue to utilize, you know, all of the weapons, and there are times when we're staying in and blocking. There are times when we're getting out, and he may be a hot player or a check down, and I think Peyton's pretty good at going through his progressions quickly and delivering the ball on time.
Thoughts on Osweiler on this stage of his career?
Good young player that you know is better, you know, in his second year than he was as a rookie, and you know, continuing to develop. So you know, the arrow is up on him.
Did you get good news on Nate Irving too?
We did. You know, not sure exactly. You know, when he'll be able to, you know, practice, whether it's Wednesday, it could be. But it was good news in that there wasn't any, you know, significant structural damage or anything. He's definitely going to be a little bit sore, but, you know, at this point, there's a good possibility we'll get him back for practice this week.
And did you talk to John Fox post-game at all?
Foxy, told him we were trying to make that a little easier finish for him, you know. Sorry that we couldn't extend the lead and make him, you know, where he could rest comfortably at home. And, of course, he got a good laugh out of that, but said congratulations. So, good stuff.
Coach, can you talk about just being a head coach again? You hadn't done that for a while, being back in the saddle and under unusual circumstances, but still, you're the main guy out there. What did that feel like again for you?
Well, I said it the day I took over and met with most everybody that's here. It's an honor to be given the responsibility. I love coaching ball, and love touching, you know, players and working with players and helping them be better. And you know, I'm just trying to do my part. I'm really a defensive coordinator for Coach Fox, and while he's healing, I'm just doing a few more things, and that's really the way I'm looking at it.
So do you have any rust on any of the game day duties?
No rust. I was okay.
Coach, you said you were grading out the guys this morning. How's Quinn Jammer grade out? And
Jam? Yeah. Jam did very well, yeah. And Jeff, great job. We're great job on that, pointing that out for me. I told those guys that it's really cool that that we have a guy like Quentin, who's you know, a very good football player, and that our guys, you know, wanted to honor him and show respect like that. I thought that was cool. So I did ask in the future that we could alert me before I go in and speak with you all. But no, it was good stuff. I mean, really, it's just shows you the way, you know, we've got a good group of guys. I think they respect Jammer and wanted to do that for him. And so that was good. And he played well. He played well in the game.
How about Mike Adams in his first extensive
game? Mike started all last year for us. So Mike, you know, knows what he's doing. You know, Duke was down, not able to go. Mike stepped in and did a solid job for us.
People are calling this the game of the year. when yeah. things really start.
At least this week.
Yeah. When do things start ramping up around here?
About 2:05. Yeah, we'll get started. Yeah, it's a big game. It's the divisional game. It's a team that we're chasing right now. And I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about come Wednesday. But certainly, you know, as soon as we're done meeting here, we will get started with our preparation for the Chiefs.
Thank you.